Radioactive!
I'm Isaac, and I'm not doing anything until Nina gets me coffee.
I'm Nina, and I refuse to get Isaac coffee.
I cannot work under these conditions. If you don't get me coffee, there will be an Isaac shutdown.
Okay, I don't believe in coffee. The listeners want tea and not coffee.
Well, maybe some of the listeners want coffee and not tea. I mean, we're no longer under British rule. We don't need tea.
The American people don't want coffee.
But the American government does want coffee.
All right, Isaac, you've got it wrong. Coffee is totally an unethical venture. How can you drink stuff that kills both the environment and also exploits third world countries?
Well, how can you be so anti-American, Nina? Where's your bald eagle?
Well, obviously we can't get to a collective decision on this Radioactive podcast.
By the way, Nina, since you clearly forgot, Radioactive is a youth program that produces a monthly podcast through KUOW.
Yeah, I knew that, actually. So we could start our first story. What is it?
It's on a new initiative on the ballot called I-522. Radioactive's Kendra Hanna has the story.
I think you guys just need like a continuing resolution. I think that will solve your guys' issues. So 522 says that you would have to label genetically modified foods sold in stores. 26 states have introduced initiatives like this this year, and only 2 states have passed them. But in Washington, it was being really well received, but then there was this shift. According to an LA poll in October, only 46% of those polled said that they would vote yes, and 42% of people said that they would vote no. But when I went around the university district in Seattle and asked people about 522, everyone I spoke to said they would vote yes.
I think I'm going to vote for it, that I think labeling is good, and I don't think it's, I don't think it's a scare tactic, and I don't think it's really going to raise our prices that much.
Do you know about the bill 522?
Is that the weed one?
I just don't know that it's good for the how our bodies have evolved.
But I don't know if it's really an initiative level type thing. You know what I mean? I think it's more that it should be, if you have doubts, you shouldn't be buying those products anyway. It's kind of a personal responsibility deal. And it's not like it's really a secret who uses genetically modified stuff anymore. I mean, you buy Frito-Lay, you know that there's genetically modified corn in it, you know?
I think a lot of food that, I mean, most of the food that we buy is genetically modified. I don't really know why, if it's bad for you or not, but I feel like more information is always better than less, so why not?
So when I interviewed everyone, I was surprised by the unanimous response. I had people with cigarettes hanging out of their mouths tell me that they only shop organic to avoid genetically modified food for health reasons.
What?
Yeah. This is probably because where I was interviewing people. 69% of Seattleites like the bill, which is much higher than the state as a whole. Also, young people and Democrats tended to be proponents.
So, do you know if Seattle is driving forward 522?
Yeah. If I were to go to a different part of the state, I'd probably get more varied responses. Currently, the majority of people support the bill, but the momentum is definitely swinging in support of the opposition.
Well, that's really strange. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of important things on this year's ballot, but I really wish the voting age was lowered to 17.
I think it should be lowered to 16.
Yeah, but I'm 17, so it makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm 16, and I have a lot of friends who are 16 who want
Isaac,
to vote.
I don't know if you should be voting.
Why not?
I don't think it's a good idea for Americans, honestly.
What? But I am an American citizen, and I want to do my American duty, which is to vote.
I don't know if you're fit for a voter, Isaac.
And you think you are?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No.
I'm so cultured, and...
What?
Yeah, I'm...
No.
Yeah, I'm into hacky sex and art.
Really?
And radio.
Yeah, I'm into radio, too, and art. Not hacky sex. That's a little... Okay.
Well, okay, anyways, off the tangent. I think we could both agree that a lot of the times, politics just feels really inaccessible to young people.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from a young person's perspective, unlike you, I have a lot of opinions on what's on the ballot. Candidate Survivor is a youth-oriented mayoral candidate forum put on by The Stranger and the Washington Bus for the primary election. It asks the important questions and the silly ones.
City Council members Bruce Harrell and Peter Steinberg, incumbent Mayor Mike McGinn, activists Kate Martin and Joey Gray, and legislator Ed Murray all put on a show for a lively audience. Radioactive's Hallie Bill showed up to get informed before voting in her first election.
The Washington Bus and the Stranger are so excited to bring you this three-ring circus to choose Seattle's next mayor.
The night started with circus troops doing flips on stage and popcorn vendors roaming the Showbox Theater. I stood in front of the open bar section, which started the night rowdy and stayed that way. On stage stood six mayoral candidates, each one wearing a gold chain emblazoned with their name.
We have, to kick off our candidate introductions, they're going to prepare a haiku.
Joey Gray.
Keep the Salish Sea tar sands free. Listen. Silence. A spinmeister roars.
Bruce Harrell.
Speak in third person. Bruce Harrell loves Seattle. Erogenous zone.
Kate Martin.
Grassroots candidate. Real solutions to problems. Determined to win.
Mike McGinn.
Yes. What? Yes. Hey, don't mind the haters. I know they're just jealous of my mayor beard.
Ed Murray.
I'm Ed Murray, boy with political dream, now reality.
Peter Steinbrook.
Vote Peter Steinbrook. I am the neighborhood's voice, your neighborhood choice.
The stage was split in two, and candidates would go to one side of it or the other, based on their answers to questions. The hard-hitting questions came first.
Have you ever smoked weed, yes or no?
Peter Steinbrook enthusiastically sprinted to the yes side. The rest of the candidates got sheepish looks on their faces, and one by one, they joined him on the yes side.
Macklemore.
Or Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Macklemore.
This time, the candidates excitedly marched towards the Macklemore side of the stage.
No!
Old school! What's up with old school?
No love for the Chief Bootnaka?
Next up was the talent showcases. First, we got to hear from Kate Martin.
Running all grassroots. And if you vote for me, you won't get priced out of your boots.
Then we heard Bruce Harrell sing.
I say Seattle. Not Bellevue, the whole day through, it's just an old sweet song that keeps Seattle on my mind.
At the end of the night, the crowd texted in the name of their favorite candidate. Mike McGinn came out on top. Everyone there seemed to enjoy the show, but it was more than just a good time. The average voting age in Washington for off-year primaries is 62. The Washington Bus wants to make sure young people are voting and wants to use events like this one to make them informed voters. I spoke with some volunteers for the bus.
Each candidate has their own sort of shtick that they have, their own mantra, their own campaign slogan. And Canada Survivor is a way to sort of break away from that.
This also kind of gives a glimpse of their, like, true character because, I mean, you can see them, like, composed and poised in their ads, but when they're, like, up there getting embarrassed by some silly question, like, that's part of where their, like, true character comes through.
For Radioactive, I'm Hallie Bills.
This is a song for you. It's just a sweet old song.
So, Isaac, if you could vote, who would you vote for?
I don't know. Maybe Ed Murray. I mean, I really liked his involvement with Referendum 74, the marriage equality bill.
Yeah, and I must admit that he's just quite the stud. He's quite the stud. And I think for me, it's always really hard, though, to distinguish two candidates when they're both Democrats.
Yeah, and recently, actually, Seattle residents were mailed ballots for the general 2013 elections. The two candidates left in the running are Mike McGinn and Ed Murray.
The city is in the process of deciding the mayor, and the November elections are ramping up. Yaphet Bazabe has more.
Who is Mike McGinn? What does Murray want? What are ballots? What is November? Fortunately, my friends, I have done the research for you. Mike McGinn has been in office since 2010. He has increased the education budget through a levy, has been advocating for a light rail system in Seattle, and he cut spending during the city's financial crisis. Unfortunately, I was unable to secure an interview with Mayor McGinn for this story. But here is something McGinn had to say during the KCTS-9 debate on October 22nd.
So we've doubled the families and education levy, and I'd like to move to preschool for all kids in Seattle. And I think that addresses both the inequality and helping bring our cultures together, because we have such an achievement gap or opportunity gap in our schools. I'd like to see us lift the wages of workers, and that means taking a look at increasing the minimum wage, flexible time provision. San Francisco has done it. Large employers have to offer more flexible time to their employees, which can be really important for working parents. Finally, I'd like to see our city get better connected to each other, neighborhood to neighborhood. So we've passed a transit master plan, and we're looking at how we can finance better bus service and better rail service neighborhood to neighborhood. We're doing better connecting the region to each other. We need to focus on neighborhood connections as well. And I plan on continue working with the Sound Transit Board to bring light rail to the ballot by 2016 as one of the ways to help finance that. But I also think we have to look at our own city financing for transit as well.
Ed Murray is a state senator for Seattle's 43rd District. He is probably best known for being the architect of the state's marriage equality law. You're going to hear students and teachers from my school ask questions for Murray, which he will then respond to.
Why did you choose to leave the Senate after having such a position of authority for so long in order to run for mayor of Seattle?
So, President Obama left the state legislature and ran for the U.S. Senate. Gary Locke left the state house and ran for county executive. So it's not unusual for somebody to leave a legislative body and run for a different office. And the reason I'm running for mayor is I believe I have a proven skill set on a series of issues about how you can accomplish things.
Why do you think you would be a better mayor?
I think it's Seattle's craving somebody who will work with other people to try and get things done.
What are you going to do about the Seattle Police Department?
I think, first of all, the issue of public safety has to be addressed, and we have to address the issue of police reform around racial bias and overuse of force. So the first thing I would focus on is the hiring of a new police chief, and also identifying somebody who knows, perhaps even knows the president, but knows the Obama administration, knows the U.S. Attorney General, who could be on my staff to repair some of the relationships with them so that we could move through the court consent decree that we are now have over us in Seattle, where our police department, for all intents and purposes, is being overseen by a federal monitor appointed by the court.
Murray's approach to transit has evolved over the years, and he has been pushing for a regional approach to Sound Transit for a long time, which has been a contentious battle.
What is your plan for transit in Seattle?
We need to start studying how we can rapidly move buses, which are part of the backbone of our system, whether that's grade-separated bus rapid transit or some other method. We need to explore those things, because if we're going to grow as a city, we need more transit. I don't believe that we're working well with other jurisdictions, such as Olympia. And if we want additional light rail, which I support, we have to go back through Olympia to get that authority. I believe that I have the experience and the relationships to make that happen.
Murray also addressed all you bike fiends out there.
You know, we want people to bicycle. I bicycle not to work, but for recreation. But I don't believe that we have built out a bicycle system that is safe. You know, the painted stripes on the street, one of the most dangerous places is between a car door opening and a car door in a moving car.
The question that I got the most was,
what makes you unique?
I think it's because I've been effective in a very, very contentious atmosphere in Olympia. And I would argue that this mayor has mostly engaged in a lot of battles with a lot of people, and we're not moving forward as a city.
Make sure to vote. Because if you don't, there's a very, very real possibility that it could be a 0-0 vote tie. And that would just be awkward. Also, don't forget about my write-in campaign for every available seat on the city council. Thanks to Daniel Sparler, Kiara Bagwanji, Jack Buckner, Jason Vickers, and Max Tung for lending me their beautiful voices. And credit to Reddit for the question that I'm sure everyone was demanding the answer to. Oh, no, okay. All right, let's break it down. I'd rather fight 100 little duck-sized horses or one big horse-sized duck?
I'll settle for the one big horse-sized duck.
Say that again. Like you mean it.
You're good. You're very good. I'll fight the one big horse-sized duck.
For Radioactive, this is Yafiet Bazabe.
Hey, Nina, are you enjoying your tea?
Yeah, it's great. How's your coffee?
Delicious, but I burnt my tongue.
Well, I'm really happy that we were able to find a solution. Another radioactive shutdown averted.
Yeah. And whether you like coffee or tea, thanks for listening.
And big thanks to Lila Kataev, Anne Kane, and Jenny Asarno for helping out with this podcast.
Check out more podcasts just like this one at kuw.org/radioactive or on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media. Another thanks to Kendra, Yafiet, and Hallie for making some awesome stories.
Careful, Isaac. The government shutdown is over, so the FCC is working now.
I knew America would pull through.